Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. I'm glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. You are listening to Season 1, Episode 12 of Let's Talk Hemp in the 422. I'm your co-host, Morris Beagle, hanging out with my partner in hemp spirit, Rick Trojan. And here at the 422, every day is Earth Day. Today's guest is Hannah Cornelison from CSU Media and the student-produced Joint Venture, a cannabis and marijuana television show that focuses on products and education related to, wait for it, cannabis and marijuana, and now hemp, since Rick and I have been on the show the last couple of weeks. And with that, what is happening, Rick?
What's up, brother? Happy episode 12, right?
Yep, we've gone to 12.
We've gone to 12. That's amazing. We just one-upped ourselves, which is like mind-blowing. But congratulations to us and those that are still listening. Way to hang on. I like it. Today was amazing. We went with the CSU Media team, like you said, the Joint Venture folks, and went to Pure Hemp, and that's out in Fort Lupton. Went and saw the Pure Kind Botanical line, saw all the different things that hemp can make, some textiles, some food, cellulose, wine corks, all sorts of crazy stuff. So the host, Hannah, was very, it was the first time seeing a lot of this stuff, and much like folks that come to NoCo, we'll see you next weekend, that's, there's a lot of things hemp can do, and they don't realize all the positive effects it can have on our lives, and that, you know, from plastics to batteries to, really anything to food. So it was good to see them so excited about all the amazing things they were doing over there at Pure Hemp and Pure Vision Technologies. So really, really cool to have them out there. That show will be coming out next week out in Fort Collins and through Colorado State University. But great tour of the folks down there at Pure Hemp and Pure Kind Botanicals. So we appreciate them spending some time with us today.
So wine corks, those guys have made some wine corks out of herd?
Correct. They have the ability to make wine corks out of hemp. Not the herd necessarily, but out of hemp. Yep. Totally makes sense. It's so spacious. Why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
If it can make nano sheets that have oxidized surfaces that are 1400% better than graphene, cork from a cork tree is pretty spacious, but this would be, you know, quite a bit more spacious, I would imagine, right? So it seems that to be the case.
Yeah. Now we can really honestly say, put a fucking cork in it.
Oh, man, put a hemp cork in it.
Well, speaking of putting a cork in it, Mitch McConnell stood up this week and announced that he's going to introduce legislation to legalize industrial hemp at the federal level from the Senate next week. Take it off the controlled substances list. So what do you think of that?
I mean, I think it's the opposite of putting a cork in it. I think he's finally taking the cork out and saying, let's do this. But as far as celebrating, I want to put the cork in it on the champagne bottle, which you can never do. But before we get all cray-cray, I think it's great for the industry. First of all, I think it's great the leader's coming out. And I think he realizes, his constituents realize, that there is tremendous need for economic stimulus throughout the country, and they need to win, whoever they are in the leadership. And McConnell sees that, and Kentucky needs it. So I think it's great. I think we're excited about to see what the language that comes out. I know we've been working hard with a couple of different organizations in the industry, so hopefully it'll be better than the House side. I'm pretty positive it will be. So we'll see, but I think it's great. I think it got a lot of attention, and I think it definitely got a lot of interest in the industry, which is needed. It was good to have a positive message for once instead of raids and illegal activity from government overreach. It was good to have a different perspective. What do you think?
I agree that I think it's really good for the industry, and it's nice that when you got Mitch, the leader of the Senate, introducing this and saying this, and then you've got CNN and ABC and NBC and NPR, and finally all the major media outlets covering it. We finally have kind of broken through to mainstream media for industrial hemp, rather than the focus being on marijuana or high THC cannabis, whatever we want to call that. It's finally this particular announcement at this particular time is shining a light on industrial hemp and the non-psychoactive, or like you like to say, the non-euphoric side of the plant. So I think it's really good for the industry. I think it's good for the media. And I think it's perfect timing going into NoCo Hemp Expo next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like I said, I think that's part of the reason that the announcement's coming next week is because that's the biggest hemp expo in North America. You might want to make a splash when that comes out right before so we can talk about it. And I'm super excited to be able to talk about it next week. The beauty of it is we just went to publication with our book and it didn't include any of this new information, which of course just came the same day we went to publication. So as with books, the moment we made it, it was obsolete, as with pretty much anything. But I'm excited to share up-to-date information at NoCo next week. Yes.
Yeah, so tell folks about your book. We haven't really talked much about that on the show yet.
Yep, so we have a new book coming out, or I have a new book coming out this week at NoCo. It's called The Hemp Roadmap, and essentially it's the abridged version. It's three sections that we find, I think, are most interesting. The new history of why cannabis was made illegal, the politicization, like the real harm being done by the DEA, which we reported from the road trip, and that's three sections out of 18 total, so it's the abridged version, and pretty text-heavy. We wanted to share information with everyone and the new stuff we found and some of the experts we talked to. And it really it's just trying to provide a new up-to-date landscape of where we're at from a legislative standpoint, what new things that the plant can do. And really, I mean, the tagline is rerouting. So we're just rerouting from the old days and the old ways of doing things to a new frame of mind, a new paradigm, a new way to look at things. And we need to start focusing on moving forward and not these antiquated, crazy laws and old ways of looking at things. So we drive cars now, we don't drive horses. So it's time to think from a modern perspective.
We don't drive horses now? Come on, dude. Haven't you been to Amish country?
I have. That's true. And you know what? They probably actually know how to grow hemp better than we do. And I don't know. That might be racist. Is that racist?
No.
Can you be like racist in a positive way? Like, that race is way better than my race. Is that positive? I'm not saying one is or it's not. I'm just saying, is that still racist?
And I kind of wish I was Amish because that way you're pretty much secluded from the rest of all this bullshit.
Not really.
Nah, do they even watch television in their communities? Do they actually? Do they?
No, but I don't have a television. I'm not Amish.
But you still know what's going on in the world, you know?
Well, yeah, because I get to host an awesome podcast with you. You get to tell me what happens on ABC and CNN. Like, I had no idea because I don't even know what those stations are anymore.
Yeah, and I spend all day sitting there in front of CNN and Fox News and NBC because I got to make sure that I get all sides of the spectrum.
For sure. Fox News would be my favorite, but, like, I can watch it for a couple of minutes and, like, my head wants to explode because I think life's too dangerous and we're all going to die, so I don't really want to live anymore, you know?
Yeah,
then I take my drugs, my antidepressants that I'm prescribing, then I'm fine.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the extracurricular activities going on at NoCo. We've got a kickoff party and an after party. And that kickoff party is Thursday, April 5th at the Lyric Theater. And it's the Let's Talk Hemp film series. And we just added a new movie and producer. So talk a little bit about that, Craig.
Yes, Wendy Borman, the amazing film, her amazing film, Mary Jane, The Women of Weed. Fantastic feature-length film. She's been all over film festivals across the country, doing some amazing stuff across the world, actually. She's in Mexico this week, so she couldn't join us. But that movie, we actually got an extended theater time, so we could show that movie. So we're super excited to have her and her film at the Lyric with us. A couple of the great films. Doug Fine's going to be coming in with his film, The Family Farmer Hour. And, of course, we'll have the Road Trip Festival version of the documentary and a couple shorts and some public service announcements and some old school but accurate reenactments of the racist and crazy words that Anzinger said as the bureau chief of the narcotics division way back in the day. So it'll be cool, educational. We got food, drinks. It's going to be great. So it's the Lyric down at Fort Collins next Thursday. And that's from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Tickets are on sale now online. The limit's about 400 people. So we will sell out. So grab your tickets sooner rather than later.
And speaking of tickets, you can get all these tickets at NoCoHempExpo.com, including the after-party ticket that's going to happen that Saturday night at the Artery in downtown Fort Collins. We've got P-Knuckle playing, And we just got confirmation that Daniel Marley's going to join us for that evening, and he'll sit in with P-Knuckle. So, and those tickets are available at NoCo Hemp Expo. All the tickets for NoCo Hemp Expo, the different levels are available there. And we are sold out of VIP tickets. We're almost sold out of Hemp Summit tickets. As of right now, during this recording, I just checked, we've got 15 tickets left. So by the time this thing broadcasts, Hemp Summit tickets could be sold out. And the Farm Symposium is like 50 tickets from selling out right now. So that's going to sell out here in the next couple of days. And tickets
are
selling.
We had to create a new tier for that, right? We had to create a new tier for the Farm Symposium. There was so many, there was so much interest.
And it's tickets are selling
so
like crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ticket sales are off the charts compared to any other year. It's going to be a big weekend next weekend. So we're really looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we've got, let's touch on the Collegian once more before we get Hannah on here. What we did today, or it's actually coming out tomorrow, so it'll actually be coming out as this show airs tomorrow. What are we doing? We're recording Wednesday, this broadcast.
The show airs for us. It's coming out Thursday. It's coming out at the same time. Simultaneously launching.
Yeah, so the Collegian newspaper that's distributed throughout Fort Collins is going to have an insert in it that is printed on hemp paper utilizing hemp ink for the first time ever. We're doing a hemp printed insert with hemp ink inserted into the Collegian distributed throughout the Fort Collins area. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's also cool. Number one, this is airing the exact same time. So that's like coordinated, awesome marketing, fantastic stuff. But hemp ink and hemp paper, I'm not aware that's ever been done at a university level since the 30s.
Ever. I don't think it's ever been done.
That's amazing. Hemp first, safety first. The same thing, but hemp first, safety first.
All righty. Well, let's take a little break here, and then we'll come right back, and we'll get Hannah on the show.
All right, brother. Looking forward to it.
All righty. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hemp in the 422. And this week's guest, we got Hannah Cornelison from CSU Media and Joint Ventures. Welcome, Hannah.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Well, Hannah, thanks for joining us. Tell our audience who you are.
Yeah, so I am a co-host of the Student Media Ran Show Joint Venture. We are a marijuana education show that also does, we do things like talk about products and upcoming events in the marijuana industry, as well as education and stuff like that. So it's been really cool to be able to see both sides of the marijuana culture here in Colorado.
So this is done through CSU Media?
Yeah, we are a student-run media show.
You guys are partnering with us here at NoCo, for the NoCo Hemp Expo, and we got a tour of pretty cool facilities today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we got to tour the facility where you guys make and process some of your products, most of your products, and it was really eye-opening for me to see kind of the other side of it. For many reasons, as well as it just showed me how many products you really can produce, as well as how much of the plant is completely usable. It's all usable, and it's amazing to see that for myself.
It's a little different than just looking at kind of the medical, recreational consumption side of it, isn't it?
Exactly, because it's so important to realize that this plant isn't just for, you know, CBD, THC, that it actually has so many other benefits. And if we could just switch over in a lot of products, it could help us for the long run in so many ways.
I was out there as well. We're at Pure Hemp Technology, and Pure Kind Botanicals is their retail cannabinoid line. They are the presenting sponsors of NoCo. Fantastic products. And as Hannah said, I've been there lots of times over the last 2 years, and it seems every time I go there, I'm learning about a new thing that hemp can do. And it's absolutely fabulous. Hannah, you saw some pretty cool products, and we only got to see a piece of what the whole place had. But what were some of your favorite products? What most intrigued you? You're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe cannabis could do this. What comes to mind?
I think when we were talking about the children's onesie, the little baby onesie, where they made the onesie that was like almost completely made out of hemp and produced it within like 6 weeks. As well as maybe the some of the really cool things that are going to be shown at the Hemp Expo coming up, which I probably shouldn't talk about, but those are some really interesting and amazing things I'd love to see in person soon.
And you get the chance to see them in person next week, right? Where you tell us about the expo. Are you coming to the expo?
I'm definitely going to come to the expo. I think that it's a great place to learn about the industry if you don't really know a lot about it. Because before I met you guys, I thought I knew about hemp, but I've definitely opened my eyes to a whole new world. And I think it's going to be fun to see that. As well as you say that it's the largest in the nation and the largest in the world. And I think that's going to be really special to be able to be a part of that.
Well, it's been a long time coming to build this. Even though we've done it in 5 years, this industry has been bubbling under for like 20 to 30 years. And we're finally getting to the point with a big announcement this week with Mitch McConnell announcing in the Senate that he's going to introduce legislation next week to remove hemp from the Controlled Substances Act. So that's big for the industry, but it's even bigger that we're going to be celebrating next weekend with the biggest hemp expo in the world right after this announcement. So perfect timing. And again, long time coming. And this plant is ready to revolutionize the world like we've been talking about for so long.
I was just saying it's so great because, you know, like we were talking about earlier on the show is that there's so many products that can definitely be replaced. And it's like something that we're going to have to eventually move toward anyways for sustainability. And this expo is going to be one way I think that will spread like the knowledge and understanding that that is something that we all need to be a part of.
I absolutely agree. And I don't think it was a coincidence. I mean, let's be honest. Mitch McConnell is the Speaker of the Senate. And he is a very influential leader of the Senate, rather very influential, and I don't think he's a very shrewd politician. The fact that he picked the NoCo Hemp Expo week to come out with his announcement and his bill is no coincidence. I mean, it was planned. We've been after him for years, and now he's finally come to terms with reality, and he's all about it. And, of course, he's using the excitement that surrounds the largest hemp expo in North America to make his announcement. So, well done, Morris. If it wasn't for wouldn't have this thing going, so I appreciate it.
Good timing. Well, anything else you'd like to add, Hannah? We do appreciate you and your crew there from CSU Media bringing us on Joint Venture this week and last week. So it's been good to hang out with you and get to know you, and look forward to having you and your crew out to NoCo Hemp Expo next weekend.
Yeah, I just want to thank you guys for letting us, you know, participate in all of this. Shout out to Joint Venture, definitely. Any of your listeners want to find out other products and things that are local and dispensaries and stuff like that, definitely check out the show. But we'll see you at the Hemp Expo, and I'm excited that we get to do this.
Fantastic.
All right, thanks for coming on.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thanks again to Hannah for joining us on episode 12 of Let's Talk Hemp in the 422, where every day is Earth Day, and every day we have a chance to start fresh and set the intention for adding something positive to the world around us. We'll be back next week with episode 13, heading right into the heart of NoCo, where we're going to lay down a statement and a message with a magnitude this industry has never seen. People are going to find out what going to 11 and one louder really mean. And if you want to find out yourself, all you have to do is show up. We hope to see you next week. And until then, rock on.